الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكر الله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders, brothers, young friends in Islam, and sisters who may possibly be listening, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are living in times that make it very, very difficult for us to determine and to distinguish right from wrong. We are living in a time of conflict in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And history tells us that world conditions change based on what is happening in and around Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. And therefore, Al-Aqsa flood, Tufan Al-Aqsa, that is happening, and the 7th of October that happened, and the repercussions of that, and the spillover of that to what we see currently after 600 some odd days of genocide. All of these tell us that this ummah, inshallah, is going to rise. And the tables are going to turn. And we as an ummah need to develop capacity. We need to make sure, as part of the ummah that is living so far away from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, that what role are we going to be playing in the upliftment of this ummah? When the tables turn, what role have we played in the upliftment of that ummah? We live in a time when there is conflict between nations, and we are confused as to which nation we should be following. Whether it is necessary for us, because there's so much of competition in what we see around us, we almost feel obliged to support someone. Is it necessary for us to be supporting one of two factions who are fighting in every single conflict? Is it necessary for us to be doing that? We live in a times when we are absolutely confused about who we should give our allegiances to. And that has the potential of even affecting our iman. And I say that in such times, what we need to do is, we need to enhance our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to resist commentating on the sidelines and concentrate on that which is important, and that which is important is to enhance our spirituality and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one hadith, it is not a verse of the Quran, it is a hadith al-Qudsi, huwa al-hadithu alladhi yubayyinuhu an-nabiyyu bilafdhihi وَيُنْسِبُهُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ. It is that hadith which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam articulates with his words and attributes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said these particular words. And in that hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that nothing is more beloved to me than when a slave of mine approaches me by fulfilling the obligatory acts that I have made obligatory upon him. Nothing is more beloved to me than that. And he goes on getting closer and closer and closer to me by adding on to those obligatory acts and engaging in voluntary acts of ibadat. In other words, enhancing his spirituality and his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent, Allah says in this hadith, that I become the hands with which he holds, the feet with which he walks, the heart which with he fathoms and thinks. I become all of those things, all of his faculties. In other words, I help him to navigate through the different challenges of life. I help him to decipher who is on the right and who is on the wrong. And through that, he is able to safeguard his iman, he is be able to safeguard his faith, and he is able to navigate through the different challenges that life throws at him. And life throws challenges at us in our personal lives, in our economic activity, and in the aspects of the global ummah. And we have to play a role in all of that. And therefore, it is so very important for us in these times to enhance our spirituality and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is what is going to guide us towards that which is correct, and that is what is going to keep us away from that which is wrong. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in one hadith a dua: Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. O Allah, show us that which is right and correct, true and haq, as truth, and allow us to follow it, and show us that which is falsehood and wrong, incorrect, as incorrect, and allow us to keep away from it. In this light, I thought of discussing in today's Jumu'ah one particular dua which has been taught to us. And this particular dua, if we follow the duas and we beg of the duas, a dua is not something that just needs to be read out or verbalized. It is something that a person needs to put his heart and soul into and beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some years ago, my young daughter said to me that, Abu, main kaun si dua padu? Which dua must I read? So I said to her that duas are not meant to just be read out. They are meant to be supplicated. They are meant to be communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we should do it with our heart and our soul. There are some duas in the Quran and hadith in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that, O Allah, you make me, for example, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. O Allah, you make me one who establishes salah. Make me one who establishes salah, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, and from my progeny as well, make us from amongst those who establish salah. In one verse of the Quran, Allah teaches us a dua. After we make dua for our children and our spouses become the coolness of our eyes, Allah says, waj'alna lil muttas, imams and leaders of your pious servants. Waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches a dua: Allahumma ij'alna min ibadikal muntakhabin. O Allah, make us from amongst your chosen servants. And like that, there are many, many du'as like this, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have taught us to beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you make us like this. And when we are supposed to be made like that, then it tells us that that is an objective. That is a purpose. That is a maqsad. And we should work towards achieving that maqsad. And like everything, together with making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also adopt the means of acquiring those qualities in our life. And one such dua that I thought we should discuss today, because it covers, wallahi al-azim, if Allah accepts this one dua, our dunya and akhirat is made. We will be helped by Allah, we will enhance our spirituality. Allah will become, like he says in that hadith, that I will become the hands with which he walks, which he touches, and the feet with which he walks, and the heart with which he thinks, and the mind with which he adopts, etc. In other words, Allah will help us and guide us through the different challenges of life. And this is one of those very du'as in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask of him to make us like that. So I will read out the du'a first, and then we will go through a little bit of the explanation, so that when we ask this du'a, we're just not reading it out parrot fashion. This du'a, the words of that du'a are, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي, oh Allah, make me. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي لَكَ ذَكَّارًا لَكَ شَكَّارًا لَكَ رَهَّابًا لَكَ مِتْوَاعًا لَكَ مُطِيعًا إِلَيْكَ مُخْبِتًا إِلَيْكَ أَوَّاهًا مُنِيبًا. That is the dua. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي لَكَ ذَكَّارًا لَكَ شَكَّارًا لَكَ رَهَّابًا لَكَ مِتْوَاعًا لَكَ مُطِيعًا إِلَيْكَ مُخْبِتًا إِلَيْكَ أَوَّاهًا مُنِيبًا. These are the words of that dua. And I would appeal to all of us to learn this dua and to make it part and parcel of our daily routine. There should be a time of the day in which we beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. When my slaves ask you about me, tell them I am very, very close. I respond to the caller who calls upon me. I answer his du'as. Mangne wala mehroom nahi hota hai. The person who begs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never deprived. But we must ask ourselves, when last was it that we raised our hands and we truly begged of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which part of the day? I'm not speaking about the dua that takes place after the salah. That is one of those things we do that. When is it that it's just us and him? Me and him? We live in a time where people say, no, wives are telling husbands that I need my me time. When are we going to have our me time with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? When are we going to start enhancing our spirituality? It's so very important. So in this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we beg of him, and we are taught in this manner to beg of him. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي لَكَ ذَكَّارًا. Oh Allah, make me from amongst those who remember you excessively. Make me from amongst yours, those who remember you excessively. Laka dhakkara. And what is it to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively? Because that is one of the things. Allah doesn't tell us to do many things excessively. He doesn't tell us to do that. But there are some things that he tells us to do excessively. And amongst those things are the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Remember Allah in excessiveness. A lot. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. In other words, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, morning and evening. Anything that we see around us should remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we commit a sin and a vice, then the first thing that happens, because none of us are immune, we are all human beings. Allah says that the pious servants, when they commit an indecency, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاعِشَةً ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what it means to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. When we are afflicted with a calamity, then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are blessed with a ni'mat and a bounty, then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mornings and evenings, every breath of ours, is that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what it means to become dhakkara, one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And we achieve that and acquire that by staying in the company of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And by making these du'as and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us along the way. But this is one part of this du'a. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي لَكَ ذَكَّارًا. All make the du'a. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي لَكَ ذَكَّارًا. Oh Allah, make me from amongst yours, those who remember you excessively. لَكَ شَكَّارًا, who express their gratefulness and gratitude to you excessively. That we are grateful servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no other way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than to exercise shukr or to exercise sabr. And there's more things always to be grateful for than to exercise sabr and patience upon. And therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this dua teaches us, laka shakkara. In fact, there's a lot of other meanings in all of this. Laka, when laka comes before, taqdeemu ma haqquhu ta'khir, yufidu al-hasar. Oh Allah, I must only remember you. That's what it means. Oh Allah, I must only be excessively remembering you. I must not be remembering anything else. And by virtue of that, we will remember everything else. But the core, the objective, the purpose is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, make me one who is extremely grateful to you for everything that we have, our capacities, our every single ni'mat and bounty that we have. I was reading just before the Jum'ah one particular verse of the Quran Sharif in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Surah An-Nahl, and Surah An-Nahl is a surah which is in the 14th juz. It starts from the first quarter. Ata Amrullah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates His various ni'mat and His bounties upon us. From the beginning of the surah, full of the ni'mat and the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, we need eyes and we need a perception that we acknowledge those ni'mat and those bounties, and we become excessive people who are excessively grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Laka shakkara. Oh Allah, make me from amongst those who are excessively grateful to you. Our Shaykh Hazrat Malana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he would say, ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا This is the only way that we can tread the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enhance our spirituality. Exercise sabr and exercise shukr. And like I mentioned, there's more things to be grateful for. And when we are grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the ni'mats and the bounties. And our attention is also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By being grateful, automatically we are being people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Laka shakara. Oh Allah, make me from amongst yours, those who are extremely grateful to you. Laka rahaba. Make me from amongst yours, those, oh Allah, who are extremely fearful of you. Because when a person is fearful, and this fear that a person has is not the fear that someone would have for a villain or a monster. Na'uzu billahi min dhalik. The fear that a person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fear that a person has for displeasing his beloved. If someone is very, very beloved to a person, and he fears that I must not do or say anything that will cause him or her disturbance, that will make him angry with me, that is the fear that a person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a fear that is coupled with muhabbat and ishq and love. So, oh Allah, make me laka rahaba. Make me one who is extremely fearful for you. I should always be concerned and worried that no act must emanate from my body. No words must come out of my mouth that are going to cause you your displeasure. Laka rahaba. And laka mitwa'a. Oh Allah, make me from amongst those who are ever submissive to you. We submit to your command. Like what we learned from Muharram, from Zilhijjah and Qurbani and Hajj, that unwavering submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, make me like that. Laka mitwa'a. Laka muti'a. Oh Allah, make me one who is an obedient servant of yours. Laka muti'a. We all say that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a true lover is one. Innal muhibba liman yuhibbu muti'u. Innal muhibba liman yuhibbu muti'u. A person who is a lover, he is obedient to his beloved. He is obedient to his beloved. And that was what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And in being obedient, it means that, oh Allah, we should do the things that you have asked us to do. And we should also abstain from the things that you have asked us to abstain from. Many a times we do a lot of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do. There was a person who came to our offices, maybe it must be maybe 15, 16 years ago. And he said to me that, Maulana, tell me something to read. So I told him something to read. So he said, that I'm reading already. So I said, okay, try and do this. So he said, that also I do. So I said, Awabin after Maghrib, it's supper time, very few people try and do that. He said, every day, a day doesn't go by, I don't do my Awabin. Then I said, okay, let me ask him about Tahajjud. Tahajjud is a tough one. So he said, Maulana, that also I do. Not a day ago, years have gone by, I haven't missed my Tahajjud. So I said, Ishraq and Chash now in the middle of work, how are you going to get off and read 2 rakats, 4 rakats? He said, Maulana, day doesn't go by, I don't do this. Okay, I said, then you are doing everything that you are supposed to be doing. Let me maybe tell you something that you should not be doing. And at that time, I gave him an example. I said, don't do this. He said, Maulana, I only watch sports and news. But many a times, in between what we are watching, we see something that is impermissible. Laka muti'a. Oh Allah, make my life such that my morning and my evening must be spent in your obedience. My life must be in your obedience. Doing the things that you have asked me to do, and also abstaining from the things that you have asked me to abstain from. Ilayka mukhbita. Ilayka mukhbita. O Allah, let me find solace only and only in you. Let me find solace, peace and comfort, contentment and happiness only in you. Ilayka mukhbita. Ilayka awwaham muniba. And O Allah, let me be one who all the time continuously turns his attention towards you, and one who only turns towards you. Ilayka awwaham muniba. In the Quran, it is mentioned about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, inna Ibrahima lahalimun awwahum munib. Ibrahim alayhi salam was one who would constantly turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what is meant for us. That is what is our objective. Allah wants to see that from us, that we constantly turn towards Him. You know, like how a little child constantly turns towards his parents or her parents. Give me this, give me that. If someone gives the child something, the child looks at the parents first. Do I get an indication, an ishara? Must I take it or not? Everything we do, we must be constantly speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, as we mentioned in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become the hands with which we hold, the feet with which we walk. He will be the guide of ours to help us to navigate through the difficult challenges of our life. We have entered a new Islamic year. It is a sacred month, the month of Muharram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant goodness and blessings for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a year of the upliftment of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the dominance of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow each and every one of us to play an active role in the upliftment of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may He accept this dua on behalf of all of us and on behalf of every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.